Well, I have somebody very special in the studio with me, Roberto. What is going on?
Hello, AT. You know I'm going to say that.
I know, right? Robert Hawkins, how are you?
I am really doing well. I am well. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for accepting my invitation.
You know, I love having you here because at all times you have something brewing.
Wow.
You know, and at all times it's selfless.
Mm.
You know, something that is meant to help somebody else.
Mm.
And yeah. You reached out to me, and first I was on vacation, second
I was not here and there and everywhere.
Yeah. So, you know, you reached out and told me you have another single out. But I've been watching you on social media, so I kind of knew what was going on. But I just want people to understand, Robert, your background and why you are doing what you're doing. You have a project called The Recovery Gathering.
Yes.
And if people follow you on social media, they'll see, you know, a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But why is this a passion for you?
It's a passion because, of course, I suffered with drug addiction, crack cocaine, alcohol. And then since the pandemic, I was diagnosed with depression.
Mm-hmm.
So that just added a whole nother component. And, you know, I've OD'd a couple times, you know, God spared my life. I have been in and out of rehabs, but you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and God rescued me. And he told me last year when I released Things Will Work Out in June, he told me to go back to the community where he brought me from, substance abuse and mental illness community, and give back and remind them the message of hope through my music that things will work out and now better days. And so because of what the Lord has done for me, I'm not selfish. I want other people to be free too.
Right.
And I understand really now that I can do it on my own and I can't do it on my own. And people need living testimonies.
Sure.
Alive. That's, you know, continuing to move forward and not selfish and giving back. So that's my way of giving back. The Recovery Gathering is where we celebrate recovery through worship for a purpose. And we gather hurting people, people from all walks of life dealing with addiction, any trauma or any need of rehabilitation.
Right, right.
And we worship through song. We connect different resources in whatever communities we partner with. So
I got chills watching one of the videos with your recovery gathering band, right?
Yes, yes.
And just to see people who have gone through, I mean, literally through worshiping God and with no apprehension.
Yes. And, you know, that's our motto. We create a safe space. Mm. A safe space. And when we have these gatherings, we always partner with inpatient rehabs or whatever organizations dealing with recovery or mental illness, right? So that's our targeted audience.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are hurting. You know, when I was in inpatient rehab, I felt like there was no hope. This was me traveling the country, all that stuff. But it was like, I have no more dreams. I have no more vision. It's over for me. So for God to just like suddenly bring me out and continue this everyday process, it's like I get it where people are when we go. So I always create a safe space. I don't care if they drunk, high, you bound. Before you leave, you won't be in Jesus' name.
Come on.
Yeah. And part of the recovery gathering that's actually been significant, the music aspect of it has been phenomenal. 4-piece band, shout out to all my crew and staff for the recovery gathering to help this come to fruition. But the one component that I always get testimonials from is when I share my story.
Yeah.
And when I'm transparent, or whoever we have that's sharing our stories of redemption, but we can go back and say, I used to do this, and it took this, and da-da-da, because we're relatable.
Mm-hmm.
It's real life issues.
And it has to be. You can't just sit there and preach to people and not been through it.
Exactly.
Especially when you're talking about recovery. And you could see through somebody who's just trying to, you know, make you change.
Exactly. And that's one reason why whoever we partner with, I always go in early so I can introduce myself and let them know I'm just like y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through the same stuff, dealing with the same stuff. However, I'm just a living testimony to help you guys come out as well.
So the new single,
Better Days, which was written by your very own Robert Hawkins, David Brown, Joel Barnes, he used to be with Maverick City.
Yeah.
And the producer, John Webb Jr., produced and co-wrote this song, Better Days. And it came from the scripture, one of my favorites, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans and the thoughts I have toward you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Plans to prosper you and not harm you, to give you hope and a future. And what's significant about this song is it's two parts. So the end of the song says, better days are coming. So when I was in depression and even addiction again, you know, the song wasn't released, but God told me to minister to myself, so I will play it. Better days are coming. He told me I couldn't release it till I was free.
Ooh.
Better days are coming. I'm listening to my own self. You're almost at the finish line. Better days are coming. But today, I can say my better days are here now.
Come on, let's play it.
Okay.
Every night as I lay me down to sleep, I pray to the Lord my soul to keep.
In the studio with Robert Hawkins, man, better days.
Woo.
And they're here.
Yes.
They are here. I see it every time I see you.
Wow.
I see a different progression in your testimony and in your thought process.
Wow.
All the way down. So I appreciate you coming, for keeping in contact with me, for always, you know, including me in some of the things that you're doing, because I love watching you soar.
Wow, absolutely. You know I love you, Auntie.
Everybody's gospel auntie.
Okay. But thank you for, you know, being intentional about, you know, opening up your door and the platform for us to be able to come in.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate it.
Yeah. Where can they find the song and you?
Better Days is available on all digital platforms, wherever the music is available. Better Days by Robert Hawkins. My social media is I Am R Hawkins on all social media platforms. I A-M R H-A-W-K-I-N-S. And the Recovery Gathering is therecoverygathering.org.
Ooh, I love you, Robert.
I love you more.
Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. All right, Detroit.